Talk Live,
855-450-3733. That's the old number. 855-450-3733. It's Mark.
Bradley.
And Allie.
That's right. We've got the B team in here tonight. Ian is, I don't know, off on some adventure or another. Normally he is in the first chair on Friday evenings, but you know, we've got some stories here for you. We get a lot of our stories from freetalklive.com. There you can go and upload stories or blog posts or videos or whatever you want. People will vote them up, vote them down. You can do the same. It's right at freetalklive.com, and you know, you are the website, just like you're the show. So give us a call at 855-450-3733. Call in, talk about whatever you want. But Allie, apparently there's a very disturbing story out of Florida.
There is. When I read this story, I thought, we're going to have to talk about this because it's just too insane, and it could happen to you. If you're a woman, I guess. If you're a man, it's not likely. Cops strip search mom, forcibly pull tampon out of her for maybe rolling through stop sign. So last July...
Where's this from?
This is from Florida.
No, no, not the geographic location.
Oh, sorry, the website?
Yes.
It's from New Times blog.
Okay.
Broward.
It looks very official, doesn't it? I mean, it's got it's got a big header there. The Broward, Palm Beach, New
Broward,
Times.
There you go. Broward, Palm Beach. Exactly. It's a blog entry. So last July, Lila Tarantino claims that she was pulled over by an officer with the Citrus County Sheriff's Department. Apparently she's fine.
Citrus County? This isn't anywhere near
Citrus, yeah.
This isn't anywhere near Broward or Palm Beach. Well, I mean, it's near compared to New Hampshire, but it's not near compared to...
Well, with these kind of stories, everyone's picking them up, so I guess it doesn't really matter if it's close to you. But so she's filing a lawsuit. It says, in the suit, Tarantino says that she came to a full stop and should have never been pulled over in the first place. A passing cop pulled a U-turn, flashed the lights, and rolled up behind her. Tarantino claims that the cop immediately drew his weapon, pulled her from the car, and refused to explain why he pulled her over. Tarantino's two young children watched
Brad,
all of this unfold from inside her car.
As a former police officer, what does the, and you're running for sheriff now, hopefully a police officer again. What does that sound like to you? And I mean, I've read the story myself, and I'm got to admit a certain level of incredulity.
I mean, I'm very skeptical right from the beginning because this just sounds so insane that it just seems like this isn't quite possible. But then again, the stories that you guys cover on a regular basis, many of them seem like they aren't possible. So I guess nothing new really surprises me. It just seems like this allegation, just from what I've heard so far, it seems like it would be pretty easy to disprove if it wasn't true.
Have you been to Florida?
I love Florida.
I don't think that that's proof. Go ahead.
I think going to Florida and dealing with cops there is proof that this kind of stuff probably does happen.
Okay. So how would one disprove this?
Well, I mean, if this was done in public and, you know, if an officer pulled someone over and pointed their gun at them for the mere act of blowing through a stop sign, which right there could subject the officer to imprisonment for 10 years for, you know, a completely unconstitutional seizure. I'm very skeptical of this story. I would like to hear more.
I think a lot of officers pull their guns before they probably should, and I've never heard of one going to prison for 10 years for doing it.
Right, but there are situations where police could ultimately overreact to a situation and have the overreaction just be unreasonable, and there are situations where doing so would be criminal. And, you know, I'm curious, having heard more of the story, what did the officer know? Was there a report of something in the area? And I mean, I'd love to see their response to this.
Because who knows? Like, if I was a cop and I was a bad cop and, you know, I really just wanted to pull my weapon on someone, I would wait for it to not be a mom with kids who rolled to the stop sign. I would find better excuses to pull my weapon out. So it seems, I could see what you're saying, like, if those cops that are out there, you know, they can't be so stupid as to just, you know,
even bad cops
for anything like this.
Even bad cops don't want to go to prison. And I mean, just what you know, again, you know, there's three sides to every story. And so I don't know. I mean, I'd love to hear the rest of this to see what other things she's saying.
Before we go on, let's go to the phones here. I've got a Pizza Hut driver calling from Fargo, North Dakota. Pizza Hut driver.
Yeah, I'm still a little shaky. I'd like to just kind of get it off my chest, get it in the air, let some things be known. These are not the government's roads. They're not the public's roads. These are my roads. Okay, 30 hours a week.
So ordered.
For every week for 5 years, up and down. I know the rules, I know the laws, and I know the roads. Okay, when there's three lanes, you do not sit next to two other people on either side of you going the exact same speed. It's unbelievable and unacceptable.
Are you just complaining about bad driving?
I'm complaining about bad driving, but it gets worse. But I'm going to get the story out, and then I'm almost to a delivery.
You know what we should do is we should sort of create this social meme where when people see the Pizza Hut light on the top of a car, like they do with other emergency vehicles, they should pull to the side.
Well, have you ever seen have you ever seen the movie Groundhog Day?
Yeah, sure.
There's a part where Bill Murray has a groundhog in his lap, and the groundhog's driving, and he's like, "Don't drive angry," and that's what I want to say to this
the
caller.
The pizza might be late. Right. We got to hurry, guys.
Yeah.
Look, okay, so this situation, though, this is even worse. What happened? This guy's on a motorcycle with his kid on the back. I'm coming up on him as he's sitting there going the exact same speed as the two guys on either side of him. And what does he do to try to show me that I'm going too slow? He slams on his brake, nearly using his child as a human shield on a motorcycle against my aluminum car. And then he has the audacity to, like, follow me back to my store, you know, and I'm sitting there just shaking because, you know, he's yelling at me, and I have to keep my tail between my legs and just go, yeah, okay. But this son of a... You know what I mean? You know
there ought to be a law.
Well, if we can help you feel better, I guess I'm going to feel good.
That's right, folks. Pull over for the Pizza Hut drivers. Thanks for the call. 855-450-3733.
You didn't tell him you didn't thank him for his service, Mark.
Yeah, thank you for your service. Specifically the meat lovers.
Those are his roads.
That's right. Ellie, go on with other crazy people.
So, lady, she claims that she stopped at the stop sign. Cop pulls her over. She's got her kids in the car. He's pulled her gun on her, and she gets, you know, he hasn't explained why he's pulled her over. The cop then placed Tarantino in the back of the squad car, where she allegedly sat for 2 hours.
I thought it was on the back of the tail of a car. That's what I read in my story here. Maybe I got it wrong.
Back of the squad car is what this story says.
Placed in the back. Maybe I read on the back. Okay.
Oh, maybe it.
Nope,
yeah, it
nope,
says
you're
in
right.
the back.
You said in the back. You know, I read it. I read what I read. It's interesting. There's also a lawsuit here. You can see the pieces of paper. I would not have allowed this thing to be read on the air if there hadn't have been some kind of citation.
Right.
Some official paperwork.
There is a piece of official paperwork.
That should clear you with the FCC.
Yeah.
To
That makes it allowed to talk about. When backup arrived, Tarantino was strip searched on the side of the road where passing motorists...
This makes no sense.
Passing motorists could see everything. Then, in a gruesome twist, a female officer, quote, forcibly removed, unquote, a tampon from Tarantino. Presumably, the cops were looking for drugs, but the lawsuit notes that a drug sniffing dog was never called in, and cops never found any contraband or anything illegal. The lawsuit does not name the cops involved, but notes that there were 5 male officers and 1 female officer. And that's pretty much it.
Yeah, that is pretty much it. Okay, so...
They released her with a citation.
Released her. They strip searched her and then released her.
With a tampon, I guess it wasn't...
They can't strip search without an arrest, right?
Assuming that what she said is true...
And I'm credulous.
That's a big assumption. Effectively, what would have happened is she would have been sexually assaulted on the side of the road. I mean, without splitting hairs, I mean, that's what happened. But again, this just sounds so out of... so crazy that... there's got to be something else to it. Like, I would love to see the response filed by the police to see what they have to say about it.
You know, they do say it's Germany or Florida for the crazy things.
I find it offensive that for some reason the government thinks that I'm any more okay with a girl molesting me than with a guy molesting me.
Which would you prefer?
I mean, honestly, it doesn't matter. I mean, it depends on if it's a disgusting guy or girl, that's worse, but it doesn't matter the gender.
855-450-3733, Free Talk Live. If you've listened to Free Talk Live for any length of time, you're familiar with Bradley Jardis.
Brad is the former police officer that now embraces the ideas of liberty, and now he's running for sheriff of Coos County in New Hampshire. Sheriff is a very important position from which a liberty-oriented individual can protect many rights of the populace. Any U.S. citizen can donate to his campaign up to $1,000.
He's hoping to raise as much money as possible for his campaign, and his chances are quite good. He's running in Coos County, and Ron Paul actually carried Coos.
I hope you'll trust me when I say that we know a few other good reasons that we believe Brad can win.
Come on, join Ian and me in donating to Brad's campaign and getting a liberty-loving individual in this very important seat.
If Brad gets this seat, it'll be the biggest win for the liberty movement in New Hampshire and maybe anywhere. Give what you can at bradforsheriff.com. Bradforsheriff.com.
This was paid for by friends of Bradley Jardis. Bradley Jardis, fiscal agent.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. If you're looking for gold or silver, go to gold.freetalklive.com. There we have all kinds of coins for you that you can pick from. You can do comparison shopping because you want to make sure you get the best price on whatever investment you might buy, whether you're getting gold for as an investment or as a barter currency in case things go south, or a hedge against inflation, whatever the reason is that you might want some gold and silver. Probably, you know, gold.freetalklive.com, real good place to get it. And, you know, experts are saying that gold and silver are moving upward. They're nice and low right now, but it looks like they're headed upward. That's what people say. I tend to believe them. I have gold and silver myself. It's up to you what you want to do. Gold.freetalklive.com. It's Mark with you.
Bradley.
And Allie.
Give us a call at 855-450-3733. Our first-year host, Ian, is off on some adventure. Let's go straight to the phones here. We got Mike calling from Alabama. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live.
Howdy.
Hi. My question is for Brad. Hey, I hope that you are successful with your run for sheriff. My question, Brad, is if you come in and you become sheriff, the deputies that are on that department are going to be used to a certain thing, a certain way of things, a certain way of doing things. What are you going to do different to promote the ideas of liberty, and how receptive do you think the deputies will be to any shakeup in the sheriff's department?
Well, thank you very much for your encouragement. The one thing I would say is that a lot of people don't understand the how the Office of High Sheriff interacts with an actual sheriff's department. And the sheriff's department itself, largely the operations are mandated by state law and judicial orders. So a high sheriff in New Hampshire is effectively a representative of the people to oversee their law enforcement agency and to make sure it's run professionally. The only thing that I would do at first to try to promote the ideas of liberty, and you can see this at my campaign page at www.bradforsheriff.com, is I would issue an order allowing all the deputies and everybody that works in the department to speak freely about me and what I do, even if it's negative, because I think accountability to the public is extremely important. And I think a lot of people who work in government are a little bit timid to speak out about things that they think could disrupt their livelihood. I'm not that type of person, and, you know, I believe that the Constitution means what it says. So that's probably the biggest thing I would do. And whether or not people who work in law enforcement agree with my particular politics really is irrelevant, because I would just, you know, try to convince people. And if people can't be convinced, then I would just respect that we could disagree.
I understand. Well said. I live in Phoenix, Arizona, and I do know that there's a difference in the behavior between the corporate city cops and the sheriff. Now, one last question. I've heard before that the Constitution only recognizes the sheriff as the only legitimate law enforcement. Is there any truth to that?
Well, I think there's a lot of truth to that when it comes to interacting with the state in local and county governments. I think that a lot of people sort of put faith in the ability of a county sheriff to stop a lot of federal depredations, and I don't think that would be allowed by the federal courts or the federal government itself. But I think that the Office of High Sheriff could be extremely effective at influencing the state offices that, through through good intentions of public employees, the Office of Sheriff could stop state officers and local officers from assisting in doing things that the federal government wants done, largely at the behest of the United Nations.
Okay, I'm going to check out your website. Good luck with that. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, thank you very much.
Thanks for the call.
It is
Mike.
A nice website.
Yeah, it is actually. It's a very nice website. You know, I mean, a lot of people who are running for relatively small positions, by that I mean not statewide positions, they don't put a lot of money and time into their website, but yours looks great. Now, you know, why did you pick a sheriff as the position to run for, Brad?
Well, my particular interest is protecting people from the use of force being used on them in all possible situations where it can be legally accomplished. And there's a reason why there's one law enforcement agency per county that literally is only answerable to the people at the ballot box. And that office is, you know, it's stationary, but the temporary holder of it could wield it in such a way that could enhance freedom. One example that I'd like to give is, as I've been going out campaigning and meeting a lot of constituents, there's a lot of really, really nice people who just want to be able to, you know, have a vegetable garden and sell things to people who are passing by. I mean, the economy up where I live now in Coos County, New Hampshire, is absolutely devastated. And there's people who just want to grow food for themselves and for their family. And the local government
make a few bucks selling whatever their bounty is.
Yeah,
in the process.
Yeah, and this stuff is more healthy than what you can find at the grocery store, but the smart people who wield the powers of government at the federal and international level were, you know, they've been able to enact laws that gives them immense influence over local activities, and using the office of high sheriff, the county, you know, the county's chief law enforcement position, the office can prioritize what's going to happen. So one of the first things that I'm going to order is no law enforcement agency is going to state, local, or county is going to interfere with anyone growing vegetables to feed their family or to sell on the side of the road. I mean,
is that really happening in Coos County? I mean, this is not a particularly metropolitan county in New Hampshire. And
yeah. I mean, I've been meeting some of the nicest people who are just getting tormented by bureaucrats who are trying to stop them from having food to feed their family and to give to sell. And
this is happening all across the United States. I mean, you'll find in, you know, deed restricted communities or just sort of residential areas. I think that's probably what I want to say. Residential areas, people want to put gardens in their front yard because that's where the sun is. I mean, you know, some houses are just faced the wrong way to have gardens in the backyard, and you know, they're running into all kinds of problems with government bureaucrats in that way. But it's hard for me to imagine that happening at Coos.
It's happening all over Coos County. And I don't want, for any government official who's listening, this isn't a slight on the people who are enforcing these things. It's my opinion, in large part, that the people who are enforcing these things don't realize exactly what they're doing and at the behest of who. You know, there's a lot of... It's very easy to say, oh, you know, this particular ordinance or regulation, you know, it's to protect people, you know, but no, it's not protecting people. It's hurting people.
Dangerous vegetables.
It's hurting good people who just want, you know, help making money to support their family. And quite frankly, if I win this election, it's not going to happen anymore.
I kind of feel like if somebody's job it is to go around and hassle people about growing vegetables, that maybe they, you know, maybe we need to you know, reallocate that labor in the county to something more productive. You know, I mean, it seems like a bad job to me.
They should be growing vegetables.
855-450-3733. Do you think it's a valid role of government to keep people from growing veggies? 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonicsin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-N-O-T-A-X. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
My name is Leslie, and I've had depression since I was a child. After being on Prozac for 20 years, I got onto the One World Way, and my need for Prozac was reduced by 50% within a few months. Now, after less than 1 year, I am completely off of Prozac. I learned that mercury is a toxin that causes brain damage and depression. By taking One World Way, I know that I've detoxified my brain of mercury and excess glutamate, and I'm now functioning with this dramatic improvement in my mood.
The power to change your life lies, in part, in the power you have to change your body's chemistry. Through diet and supplementation, you have the power to change your body's chemistry to support dramatic improvements in health and happiness. Nature has been, and always will be, mankind's first and only pharmacy to choose from. Change your chemistry and change your life with One World Way. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-453. That is the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. Speaking of SACL CAI, if you have a company and you need to try something new in the area of accounts receivable, SACL CAI can do that for you. They're a company that handles collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. They do things a bit differently. They make sure that your customers are treated with respect. They know that not only do you need to collect your money, but you need to keep your clients, too. SACL CAI. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page. SACL CAI. It's Mark with you.
And Bradley.
And Allie.
You can give us a call at 855-450-3733. Brad, I guess it's cop hour here on Free Talk Live. I've got another story, and this one's a kind of a strange one. It comes from KIROTV.com, and it says, it reflects that officers, let's see, the story here is apparently the police use a taser on a deaf crime victim. She, I guess, called and said, "I'm deaf, I can't hear, and if they're out front knocking on the door or whatever, I can't. Are they going to the front or back? Where are the police at?" So she had called the police. She was deaf, and she was talking to the 911 person there. The dispatch says they want you to go outside to the front door. And so she goes, "Oh, they're here? Okay, I'm on my way to go meet them. I'm going right now." And White, that's the woman, she showed up to investigate the team in front of the door in her basement apartment. It's the only one flight up the stairs, a 30-second trip. To her, what happened next defies common sense, especially for a woman with no criminal record, no arrests, and just one minor driving violation on her record. Within seconds of running outside to meet the police, Officer Koskovich pulled his taser and fired a two-barbed electric wire into White's ribs and stomach. "All I'm doing is waving my arms in the air, and the next thing I know, I'm on the ground and then handcuffed. It was almost like I blacked out. I was so dizzy and disoriented." So, I mean, this lady apparently is calling the police because somebody's hitting a friend of hers, and she, I guess, goes out to meet the police, and the police taser her. How does this kind of thing happen?
Well, firstly, I will say that contrary to what a lot of people I know think about tasers, I think tasers are an excellent tool for the police if used correctly.
This lady does not have holes in her.
Okay, exactly. I have been in quite a few situations where I've been in fights and tasers have saved my butt. So the problems are, it's not the taser, it's how it's used. And in this situation, it very well could be that there was, the officers didn't understand that this woman was deaf. Perhaps they tried to explain something to her, and her reaction by flailing her arms around, maybe they just thought she was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, a simple solution to that would be flagging in whatever dispatch system they have, flagging that address as being one that has a deaf resident, so that way the police, when they're headed there, they can be armed with that information.
Supposedly, she certainly told the dispatch, according to the recording here, that that she told dispatch that she was deaf. Apparently, dispatch, I'm just going to assume that dispatch didn't tell the police.
Did she call the TTY machine?
As I understand that, she was talking through someone, perhaps.
Well, it certainly sounds like something was lost in the communication, because I would be willing to bet if the police were aware of that, it could have been different. Again, there's three sides to every story, so I don't want to say I'm right about this, but it just seems like it could have been mistaken. She could have been mistaken for just someone who's just off their rocker, where in turn she had a communication problem.
I'm wondering, now tasers are available to the public, right?
Yeah.
What if one interpreted somebody with a badge and a gun as being off their rocker and tased them? Accidentally, it's a mistake.
I think that if anyone raised a taser to a police officer, they'd get shot.
Yeah, so I just wonder, whether there's two classes of citizens here. One of them that, when you make a mistake, it's all cool, and another one when you make a mistake, you're dead.
Initiating force against the police typically will result in being dead, especially with something like the taser that
looks like a gun.
Well, the taser incapacitates you for 5 seconds, and if you do that to a police officer, then you have access to their firearm, and police officers are trained at all times to protect their firearm, so I would strongly suggest not tasering the police.
I concur, yeah.
When you're trained to become a police officer, is there just some sort of, maybe unspoken assumption that we're the good guys and they're the bad guys? Because I don't know why police officers would assume that they're the only ones with access to these tools that are used to keep people. It's like one of these things where it's like, well, we're right usually when we use these tools to incapacitate people, but if someone was to try to do that to us, obviously their ass is going down.
Well, I mean, you're striking at the very philosophy of the concept of the state. So it's not that very.
I just wonder how explicit it is when you're becoming a cop, because I've heard people say they're like the spear of aggression. Like if the state is considered aggression, then they are the spear of it. They're the ones that go in there first.
Well, the police are trained that if someone is using that type of force on you, you are justified in using deadly force back to defend your life. So understanding that position of how police officers are trained, and most at the police academy, most of the recruits that I went there with were all people who wanted to do the right thing. Unfortunately, a lot of people just don't use critical thinking and look into the reasons why they're doing certain things other than protecting people, and that combined with what we talked about earlier about people being afraid to speak out and talk about things that they see just because they're afraid of being retaliated against.
Right. Because when you say the right thing, to me, the right thing, I think of someone courageous who's willing to stick up despite what the authorities are saying. But to others, they see the right thing as what mommy would want, or what teacher would want, or what police officer wants. And they see it as whoever it is that's in charge of them, whoever they ask questions to, whatever they want is the right thing to do.
Right, and that's a big problem with society. There needs to be more people questioning these things and using critical thought rather than just blind obedience to authority. And once the people who are in authority stop using blind obedience to authority, they're going to start figuring out that a lot of the things that they're doing aren't actively serving and protecting people. They're hurting people at the behest of people with a lot of money.
You know, having worked closely with law enforcement for a good portion of my life, I know that the cops on the ground, they have all kinds of complaints about the competence of administrations and the government, the government at large, and those kind of things. And it's interesting how those complaints often don't result in a tempering of how they go about enforcing the rules. Like, they're given a job to do and they do the job, but they complain about it at the same time often.
Yeah, it's you can find a lot of police officers questioning things privately, but when it comes to doing it publicly,
That's another thing, is people in the government are really not given the opportunity for free speech.
Which is a huge problem.
I mean, you were a law enforcement officer for, 9 years, and you basically were run out for believing that people have the right to own their bodies. Is that right?
Well, it didn't start that way. I at first was like, the drug war is completely insane, not because I think people should be able to inject heroin freely, but it's insane because the drug war itself causes more crime than it prevents. It causes people's lives to be ruined. And it also, if you get down to the roots of the drug war, it's basically corporate corruption of the government. There's U.S. Marines right now in Afghanistan protecting the opium fields, and that opium comes back to the United States. And if the drug war was actually about stopping drug use, wouldn't we eliminate that over there? And take that, what I just told you, and add that to the fact that the private prison industry lobbies heavily to keep these laws the way they are. And, it sort of comes together as, look, these guys just want to make money, and it's not a policy based on science and evidence.
855-450-3733. Call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about here on Free Talk Live's live Friday night edition, 855-450-3733.
Hi, I'm Richard Grove of TragedyandHope.com, and thanks to the help of Mark and Ian here on Free Talk Live, we've created this call to action to help raise awareness for John Taylor Gatto. In 2001, former New York City and State School Teacher of the Year John Taylor Gatto published The Underground History of American Education, detailing how public schooling creates obedient workers and debt slaves. Now John delivers a message which he calls Your Birthright. It's titled The Ultimate History Lesson, and it's a 5-hour journey illustrating how and why our public schools are dumbing us down and what we can do about it. Therein referencing more than 200 footnotes and 30 classic texts. John suffered multiple strokes in the weeks after filming this interview, and he's in need of your help as he continues to recover. Please click the banner on freetalklive.com and enter the coupon code FTL, and we'll send you the Ultimate History Lesson on 4 DVDs plus a free 15-hour MP3 bonus DVD. Thank you for tuning in and not dropping out.
Wild rocker Russ Ames unleashes his brand new album, Rock Dog Revolution, 14 mega tracks from the sharp edge blade to the toughest nails, new world.
New world, where we are. Love for old and old free, baby.
Rock Dog Revolution also includes a cover of Fleetwood Mac's Dreams.
Thunder only happens when it's raining.
Rock Dog Revolution by Russ Ames. Out now on iTunes. CDs available from CDBaby.com.
I'm holding back in time.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com. Sign up for a 1-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, 5-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com. Spelled DeseretFoodStore.com. FoodStore.com. Or call 801-444-1444. Food for now. Food for life.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. We've been discussing, it looks like some police state abuses here. But you can call in, change the subject if that's what you wish to do. 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
Bradley.
And Allie.
So, Brad, being our resident police officer here, former police officer, now running for sheriff, I wonder what they're obviously if you give somebody power, the power to arrest, the power of what do they call it, limited qualified immunity? Is that what police officers have?
Yes. Government officials exercising discretionary job functions are immune from lawsuit, even for violating rights, so long as their actions are not either malicious or incompetent, or if that right isn't specifically clear, laid out.
So aren't all their actions malicious and incompetent if they're violating rights?
Not
by the law.
Not by the law, no.
I see. So what does one do to handle these situations? I've often advocated just getting rid of this qualified immunity situation so that people are responsible for their own actions. Like the way I am, like the way we all are.
Well, the doctrine of qualified immunity actually has a very good purpose behind it, and it's to protect people like your average police officer who just graduates the academy and is out there trying to do the right thing. It's designed to protect the people acting in good faith, trying to do the job the right way, from being sued for just writing somebody a ticket or something trivial like that. Unfortunately, it gets when you have immunity and a monopoly at the same time, that creates situations where actions that don't deserve immunity, not innocent mistakes, but malicious violations of rights, get mixed in together. And when that happens, people go by the wayside.
So, when you say a monopoly, what you're essentially saying is the police departments don't really allow other organizations to do their work for them.
Right. There's only one organization that has the authority to initiate force, and that is the state.
Right, and the state, you can hire security guards to keep your place safe and all that kind of thing, but those security guards have all the laws that the average citizen has, their security guards are, they're subject to whatever lawsuits might be out there, that kind of thing. Do you have any solutions for perhaps making, you know, dealing with some of these problems? Because I just don't. I mean, you know, I'm talking about a greater solution. I'm not talking as the sheriff, because that's going to be a difficult thing to implement. I mean, you're just one man in an office. But I mean, as a greater solution, this is an area where you worked. And I just kind of, I wonder.
Well, I've made lots of mistakes where I've accidentally, by the letter of the law, violated somebody's rights. And, you know, if every minute thing, and there are minute things, I mean, but then again, there are major things, and I'm talking about minute things where I've pulled somebody over many times where I'm looking for a car that possibly was stolen, and if I pull over the wrong car on accident while I'm trying to do the right thing, should I be subjected to tens of thousands of dollars of a lawsuit? And this is why I took a lot of heat for this, but this is why when I hosted with Stephanie Murphy the other night, we were talking about a situation.
It's been a couple of months, right?
Has it been that long?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay. I'll take your word for
just
it.
Just want to make sure.
I defended the police for the way they responded to a bank robber. Now, a bank robbery, they detained something like, I think it was 20 cars or something like that. I know Allie wants to say something
I'm
about
like,
this.
I don't even know why you're bringing this up, because I'm just going to take Stephanie's side.
Okay, but here's a solution to that. So a bunch of people who didn't do anything wrong were temporarily detained in an aggressive way, but there was somebody who legitimately robbed a bank. So why don't we change the laws so that that person has to pay restitution to the person who was innocently to the people who didn't do anything wrong and were detained. So there's more accountability to the actual criminal, and as long as the police are doing the right thing, even if it, you know, law enforcement is messy. I mean, it's not, can't be cut and dry. And
it sounds like what you're saying, though, this is what it's going to sound like and what kind of sounds like to me, but I know you would never say this, but it sounds like you're saying...
Call me out.
It sounds like what you're saying is, all right, so, you know... The police can't afford to, sometimes they're going to have to violate someone's rights because there's some people, there's some real criminals out there. So sometimes, you know, they're going to drop a few eggs and people's rights can get violated. But as long as they at least catch the criminals, that's all that really matters.
Well, that's not what I disagree. I'm okay. Saying that. Actions that actually violate someone's rights, if those actions were able to be held to account somewhere, then inherently more accountability would exist. Even if the mechanism is there where the person who committed the crime caused a police response, and I read through these articles. I mean, there was a person who legitimately robbed a bank, and I always preface this with, I don't think it's really possible to steal from the banks because the banks have been stealing from the American public forever, but through inflation. But
bank robbery is generally considered one of the big felonies.
Yeah. I don't know if I agree with that. Like, I don't blame the people that try to start up little banks, like, because, yeah, I mean, the foundations of the currency are really messed up, and the government is responsible for basically setting up the laws for what determines, like, what you're allowed to call a currency and use as currency. But I don't blame the banks for providing a place to store money, even if they are subject to the stupid laws. I don't get mad at the guy that owns the bank. I don't get mad at the people at the bank or the company or the shareholders. I get mad at the government for having a messed up currency, which the banks have to deal with. Because these same people who run the banks, I'm sure they would love to use whatever the chosen currency is, but the government's forcing us to choose this currency.
Well, as I sit here and play with your outlawed magnets,
these are the buckyballs that have been outlawed by the federal government because they're just too dangerous.
Yeah, they're fun. I mean, as I look at them, I just want to eat them. But
that would be the problem, the reason they're outlawed.
Yes, I know that. So instead of changing everything around as far as how the accountability system or the lack of accountability system works, why don't we apply the same principle to everyday people and eliminate the ignorance of a law is no excuse until ignorance of constitutional rights is not an excuse is the official policy when dealing with accountability. So, I mean, how can, you know, if a new law gets passed right now by the federal government, by the U.S. Congress, as we're sitting here, The second
is not unlikely.
No, it's not unlikely, and it's not unlikely that none of the congressmen have read that read the bills either.
Right. Chances are good they haven't read them. They don't know what's in them. They're just going to vote on them.
Right. Google the Read the Bills Act, and you'll see that Congress doesn't have to read any bills that they pass. They just typically, you know, stamp. Yep. Okay. New law. So as we're sitting here, a new law gets passed outlawing something that I'm doing, like playing with these fun magnets, and that I can go to prison for 5 years. I would be subject to going to prison 5 years immediately. But on the flip side, if I was a government official who made a mistake, but I just didn't know, you know, it was a simple mistake, the standard is completely different. And I think that is unfair.
I would agree. I mean, you know, this is the thing is I kind of feel like, you know, government officials have, instead of becoming being our servants, they've become our masters.
I've seen plenty of evidence to support that.
And I'm not sure that it was ever anything different, that maybe this public servant terminology was just some way of making the job sound good. But, you know, that's the way I see it. You know, and you're running for sheriff up in Coos County. Do you have any plans for, like, that first week that you're in office?
It's a lot to think about, and I've been meeting so many people and talking to them about the things that need to be improved in their life as far as their interactions with the government. And the office of sheriff is a really good position to be in to sort of bridge the gap between constituents and the state, because technically an elected high sheriff is not part of the government. The elected high sheriff is part of the people who is temporarily chosen, but the sheriff has all the authority of the government.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very, very unique office.
It's the governing of the government, supposedly.
Yeah, and I think a lot of liberty can be gained by simply requiring the state to follow its own rules.
Yeah, it's interesting how a lot of the most corruptible offices are like the ones where you could, as a libertarian, you could really go in there and make some change, but it also is something where, you know, if you had someone in there who didn't care about principles, they could really ruin a whole town.
Sheriff Arpaio is certainly controversial in that regard.
855-450-3733. You can give us a call. Talk about what you want to talk about here on Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Did you know you could go back to school online? Choose a degree in one of the many available programs, including business, criminal justice, psychology, computer science, and many more. If you're serious about going to school in the next year and have a high school diploma or GED, the National Education Online Center can help you find the school you're looking for. Call them 1-888-808-5490 for an expert consultation. Call right away, because classes are filling up by the hour. 1-888-808-5490. Some courses not accredited in all states.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.